coverage, and much, much more on the World Radio Network. If you're connected to the internet, you can even listen to our programming whenever you like. Simply log on to WRN.org. Start exploring a world of great radio.
This is the World Radio Network. Next, Radio Slovakia International in Bratislava.
This is Radio Slovakia International. We are with you every day with the latest news, features, and information. We begin with the news headline.
Prime Minister Fico expects massive interest from investors in Bratislava bypass. Anyone can compete in creation of Slovakia's EU presidency logo. And Education Minister Drexler turns down founding of two new private universities. This is RSI News with Katarina Richterová. The public-private partnership, or the PPP project, to build the Bratislava bypass was approved by the government at its session on Wednesday. The Transport, Construction and Regional Development Ministry are now free to start the tender from which the contractor and operator of the road should emerge. The PPP project to build the Bratislava bypass is well thought out, and I expect it to be of major interest for investors, stated Prime Minister Robert Fico. Based on estimates from the Transport Ministry, the venture should cost a little over 1.3 billion euro. A feasibility study of the project envisaged that the state will have to pay annual installments of some 150 million euro for the road over 30 years. The opposition has urged the government to explore in more detail various modes of funding the venture, such as through an investment package being promoted by European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The Transport Ministry rejected this, claiming that the PPP is the only way of building the bypass, as the state budget is short of the required funding for another 7 years. The building of the Bratislava bypass via a PPP project is a major fraud and a case of tunneling that will pile up debts for future generations, stated Freedom and Solidarity Chairman and Member of the European Parliament, Richard Pulik. Slovakia's presidency of the Council of the EU will have its own logo. Head of the Slovak diplomacy, Miroslav Lajčák, called out to amateurs and professionals on Thursday to bring forth to the ministry their ideas and designs. The author of the winning logo will receive 4,500 euro. Our goal is for the logo to reflect our identity, our positive relationship to the EU, to be attractive and easy to remember, stated Lajčák. The deadline for these logos is set for March 16th. And the final winning logo will be introduced to the public on May of 2016. Foreign and European Affairs Minister Lajčák further noted that young people will be crucial for Slovakia's presidency. It is important for us that our presidency is perceived as young, because Slovakia is young. There will be several possibilities for young people to take part in the presidency, Lajčák stated, adding that the main message should be that the presidency is not a project of the elite of politicians, but a project that concerns every one of us. Slovakia will commence its presidency of the Council of the EU in July of 2016. Education, Science, Research and Sport Minister Juraj Drexler has decided not to lend support to the establishment of two new private universities, Ruprecht Technological Institute in Šamorín in the Trnava region and the University of Economy and Business at an undetermined location. The university education market in Slovakia is oversaturated already, and the fields that were to be taught at these schools are sufficiently covered by existing universities, stated Minister Drexler. There are 13 private universities in Slovakia at the moment. Topical issue. The government of Robert Fico plans to open the second sentence filler for the fourth time to allow savers to leave. According to Fico, almost 1.5 million people who are saving towards retirement in the second or the capitalization pillar of the pension system have no advantages being in it. To us, the most appropriate solution seems to be to give these people a choice on a voluntary basis, that is, to open the second pillar, stated the Prime Minister, adding that this would prevent the pension system from degenerating. Currently, according to Fico, with the amount of offered first pensions, concrete evidence turns up that the second pillar suffered a huge fiasco. Dating back to Fico's first government, that was between the year 2006 and 2010, this will be the fourth time that the second pillar has been opened. The cabinet has instructed the Minister of Labor, Social Affairs and Family, Jan Richter, to immediately start negotiations with the involved partners, which is the pension fund management company and the Slovak Central Bank. Slovakia won't do without the second pension saving pillar in the future, claim MPs of the opposition. Speaker at a joint press conference, Ludovic Kanik, an MP for the SDKUDS, who pushed for the introduction of the private second pillar when serving as labor minister between the years 2002 and 2005, rejected statements of Prime Minister Fico that the second pillar was a monstrous fraud. According to Daniel Lipschitz from the Nova Party, the second pillar isn't an invention of reformers, but a demographic necessity. Our message to Robert Fico is that he shouldn't be playing with the future of younger people than 50 years of age, Lipschitz emphasized.
Dobrý deň, navitajte. This is Radio Slovakia International. I'm Christopher George and I welcome you to this Thursday edition of Slovakia Today, Things Language broadcast from Slovak Radio. The program opens with the latest news compiled from press agencies CETA and TASA and was read by Katarina Richterova. Today we talk to actor Lubomir Bukovi, who has starred on theatre stages, television screens, and you may have also seen him in a horror movie. Then we enter the world of Slovak sport, which always has a fresh story for you. That and more new Slovak music, so stay tuned to Radio Slovakia International. I do not like to talk about one particular movie that in some way helped put Slovakia on the map, even though it was not even filmed in the country. The tale called Hostel saw some unfortunate backpackers get into a whole heap of trouble. Lubomir Bukovi caught a role in this movie and it helped him build himself up to what he is today, a well-known actor at home and even abroad. He is now a star on one of Slovakia's most watched TV dramas and also on some of our best theater stages as well.
You have to go east, my friend.
You can go as far as Ukraine.
Around odds. These girls I met at this one hostel in Slovakia, just outside Bratislava.
So, I'm a Slovak actor. I'm working in Bratislava, also living, but I was born in Martin, which is a city in the center of Slovakia.
Let's go back to the beginning. So, how did you become an actor?
Well, it's a long path because I started with theater and also with some recording, with some dubbing and this kind of stuff already when I was 6-7 years old, and actually from that time I'm still in this ambient of culture, theater, movie, dubbing, recording, radio. Then I was studying high school, so I got separated from theater. I was mostly interested in political science, sociology, psychology, history and this kind of stuff. But then happened some miracle. I stepped into the Academy of Dramatic Arts, School of Dramatic Arts here in Bratislava.
So you're from another city called Martin, and it's got quite a strong tradition for the theatre, and I believe that you've also played there on one of the famous stages, albeit as a young Lubo.
Yeah, exactly. When I was 10, we prepared a performance. This performance was quite interesting because it was written in archaic Czech. For me as a young guy, it was amazing to play in a different language with professional actors on the big stage in the most famous theater here in Slovakia, which has a very long tradition because it was built, or this theater, in one of the oldest buildings, which is connected with the revolution in 1848. It was built 1863. This building has some connection also with the Memorandum of Slovak Republic and also with most important cultural development in Slovakia, because somewhere here in the middle of the 19th century, starts in a certain way the history of Slovak nation in some official way.
If we can go back to the future now, you can tell us where you're playing in Slovakia. Tell our listeners what you're doing now as a professional actor.
Right now, I'm playing in a few theaters here in Bratislava. For example, in National Theater, we did Budem Brooks performance. The dramatization was done from the novel of Thomas Mann. And then I'm playing Rosmersholm in a theater arena from Henrik Ibsen. Very interesting performance because Rastio Balek used a completely modern style of mise-en-scène, but the text is original one, is cut a lot, but the main story, main structure of Henrik Ibsen stayed. For me, it's interesting to get together modern style or modern symbols, let's say, if we are talking about image and about artistic point of view. So these symbols are substituted by modern symbols, but the language stays and is quite archaic because this story was written in the end of 19th century. And then we are playing there also some modern piece, which is called Das Ding, German text. This is about nowadays globalization and it's pretty funny. And all the pieces, they have a different genre, let's say. Budenbrooks is drama, Rosmersholm, we can say drama, but with the parts of tragedy also. And then this Das Ding is completely contemporary comedy, something between comedy and drama. Now we want to develop with our theater performance about the protests which happened 2 years ago. It was connected about big corruption affair.
Called Gorilla, yes?
Called Gorilla, exactly. It's a pamphlet. Now I found out somewhere that it was a pamphlet, but it was not a pamphlet, it was a message of Secret Service, but they can't say that because nobody even the trial, nobody confirmed that. So now we are calling it pamphlet because it developed really big protests in society, but then some investigation or something like this, we don't know now, and it is already 2 years, and there were really very precisely named people, how the transactions of the money were flowing. This we want now to map. We want to try to talk about it. What happened? If something like this appeared, then there were these protests where something like 25,000 people were in the streets. They wanted to change the system. They wanted to do something. What was the reason that this message appeared? What was the cause or what it did in society? And what is the result?
Could you tell me which is your favorite theater in Slovakia at the moment and why?
I think I'm not the right person to say what is the best for this. We have critics.
Yeah.
But I can say what I appreciate most. I would say that our cultural system, how we are financing cultural system, is not balanced. And therefore, I like to search for some justice. I can see that, for example, this lower or non-profit organization or some volunteer group of theater companies are underfinanced. So I am with them and I'm calling for more support because I think in this ambient, people can develop more values and more important values for society. Because in this traditional, I mean, these traditional theaters, they are doing their job. They are bringing pieces for the crowd, for the people, also educated, not educated, for everybody. And in this way, they are, let's say, without opinion, because they are bringing everything. But I think that society needs a theater which brings a point of view, opinions. The theater itself has to have opinion about nowadays happenings, about nowadays society. And in this way, I think this is bringing more, let's say, underground ambient. But I would say that I like very much cultural centers, as is, for example, Stanica Žilina, where there is a platform for all spectrum of culture. It means from fine art, through architecture, through theater, till dance. And it's really a center which is bringing possibility to work there in any art discipline. If I should recommend something, I would recommend to some foreign people to come and visit places as Stanica Žilina or Kulturfabrik Tabačka in Košice. Also in Banská Bystrica, there is Theater Zahrada, Theater Garden. This unofficial, let's say, or they are financed only from grant systems. Mainstream in Slovakia is, of course, this Stone Theater. So in Martin is very nice theater and also very accepted by critics and also by all the theater village. But we are calling it village because here in Slovakia, everybody knows everybody. In this case, Martin, but also National Theater now starts to grow up.
because they started to collaborate also with some different theaters outside, which this movement was not happening during 20 years. And we have now here, let's say, possibility already 20 years from Velvet Revolution to collaborate with theaters all around Europe, at least Prague, Vienna, Budapest are the nearest places, towns with a very, very strong theater tradition, not only theater but also opera, ballet and all the genres. But they start to do this collaboration only now. It's pity because already we lost this 20 years, but we will see what it will bring. I think that the director now, director of
Mr. Polak,
took it to his hands, and now he really starts to do this kind of also not mainstream kind of projects, as for example now Desatoro, which is 10 commandments. They gave this opportunity each, it means 10 plays all around the theater in some different corners of the theater, so people can also look around how this building looks. Then also A4 is also a cultural point, let's say.
You are listening to Radio Slovakia International. Follow us at www.rsi.sk.
Sports news like you have never seen it before. Today we talk ice hockey and competitive motorcyclists take on the world's toughest rally.
Sports.
Slovan Bratislava Ice Hockey Club has a new star, the young 19-year-old goalkeeper Denis Godla. He made his KHL Continental Hockey League debut against Dynamo Moscow. Godla was Slovakia's starting goaltender at the 2015 World Junior Ice Hockey Championships, where he led the team to a bronze medal. Also being named in the tournament's All-Star team, he picked up a personal award as the tournament's best goaltender and overall tournament MVP, Most Valuable Player. His career took another leap as he debuted for Slovan Bratislava in their latest KHL matchup. Slovan, though, were not enough for their opponents in this duel, which ended 2-0. Both teams carved chances to open the score, but we had to wait until the second period to break the deadlock. Denis Kokarev and Matt Robinson scoring for Dynamo, and Slovan were unable to find a reply. This leaves Slovan last in the division, but they are, though, only 6 points away from the playoff cut.
It's a great shame that we lost this match. I think that we were the better team, but failed to capitalize on the chances we created. I feel good that I finally played for Slovan in the KHL and that I put in a good performance. Just a shame that it was on the losing team today.
Said debuting Denis Godla in goal for Slovan. Slovan, though, are having a poor season, so any small reasons for cheer for an improved future must be used. They started in the Continental League in 2013, posting a best finish of 13th as they made it to the playoffs. The 2014 saw a slide to 21st, and this year they are now bottom of their division, 14 out of 14. So that should mean an even worse ranking this season. Martin Steinok, Slovan defender, will sum up the game for us now.
This match is hard to rate from our side as we expected substantial pressure from the opponent, and that was true to the letter. We pressed them also, but Dynamo here scored from each of their chances throughout the game, hitting the net twice. Going behind did not help our game, and we found it harder and harder to match them. But we did not have to be ashamed of our performance, as we showed that we can play also at their level. It's just a shame that we didn't score from what we created.
This experiment with Slovan Bratislava joining the KHL as a theme was picked up last by me in an interview with the creator of the sports page, the TAK Učiće web portal, Dennis Schwartz, where we discussed the impact this has had on the local Extraliga, the premier Slovak ice hockey tournament.
It definitely did not help because for other 9 teams, it was the game of the year whenever Slovan came to their town. They had it 2 or 3 times a year, how many times the Slovan came. So this was basically their only chance to sell out or to bring more people to the building. And now they suffer from not having this big draw, you know, a few times a year. And then the rivalries that are left, they're not so exciting. The league is really only surviving barely right now, I think, because of the money that's not there. I mean, it's no secret that the clubs are having financial difficulties of all kinds. So I don't know what's the next step for the Slovak local league. I mean, the romantic souls of hockey, like myself, we always dream about reuniting with the Czechs and build some sort of international competition based on the traditional Czech and Slovak league, but I don't think it's a very realistic scenario right now. So there will have to be some changes in the Slovak League. I mean, Slovan Bratislava, I think the biggest mistake was that they didn't put their own team into the Slovak League, like their B team or something like that.
Yeah.
So if they had done that, I know it would cost them money, but this way the Slovak League would be in Bratislava every week as well. It's the largest city in the Slovak League.
They'd have two leagues playing in the same stadium. It probably would work out for them financially.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a disaster for sure. Yeah. But, so I think this was the mistake that was made.
But that is the thing when you talk about Slovak ice hockey. It's that it's scattered around the globe and in very different small boxes. Proof of this is where we finish up, by travelling to the other side of the world, as Slovak ice hockey player Jaroslav Halak, the Slovak goaltender, has been called into the NHL All-Star squad. The game will take place on the 25th of January. He will be the country's sole representative in this game, and Jaroslav Halak will be making his first All-Star appearance.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Hi, my name is Radio Slovakia International.
For music today, we have Corbin Dallas for you to listen to, which was one of the biggest names of last year, and they attack the new year with Spolu, or Together. We move to motorsport, as Slovak rider Ivan Jakeš had a remarkable finish to the 2015 Dakar Rally, the 36th edition of the event and 7th successive year that the event was held in South America, started in Buenos Aires, Argentina on the 4th of January, and then ran through Argentina, Chile and Bolivia before returning to Buenos Aires on the 17th of January after 13 stages of competition, for a total distance of 9,000 kilometres, which is around 5,600 miles. Ivan Jakeš has wrote his name into Slovak motorcycle racing history this time, as the 41-year-old rider from Brežova pod Bradlom won last Thursday the 11th stage of the Dakar Rally. And that was not enough for him, as he also rode to the checkered flag on the final 13th stage as well. With 2 stage wins, he now holds the record for the best finishes at the world's hardest rally, overcoming Jaroslav Katriňák's long-term held record of one win from the 1999 version, from that year's edition where it went from Spanish Granada to Dakar in Senegal. Yakash's eighth attempt at the rally sees his best finish, in which 4 years ended in tragedy as he had to retire early.
On this stage, the conditions were just perfect. It rained a little and the going was good the whole way. It was a Dakar rally stage without incident, which for this competition is something unique in itself.
Said Ivan Yakash in winning the final stage. He also jumped up a place in the overall standings, hitting eighth, leapfrogging female rider Spanish Lea Sanz.
Even though I have achieved great things this year, there were also things that have caused me great moments of disappointment. I had a really weak start. I was close to being eliminated from the race. From there, I picked up momentum and everything seemed to go for me in a positive manner. To win two stages towards the end of the rally is down to the hard work I put in, and I felt I was getting stronger and stronger towards the end of the race. I am tired, but it would be great on this form if there were a few more stages. Overall, I'm hugely pleased with my results.
Said Ivan Yakash after his record-breaking finish for a Slovak rider at the Dakar Rally. His overall position improved throughout the race, and he finally ended in eighth place. Overall, he was outfinished by another Slovak rider, Stefan Špitko.
I'm really happy and pleased to be finishing this year's race in such a great position. Finally, it was fifth place, but it was close, and I could have maybe posted an even better finish. I was just over 3 minutes behind Pablo Quintanilla of Chile, but I can still be happy as he is a great rider, posting top six finishes at each of his Dakar rallies. I went into the final stage with a 10-minute loss to fourth, but knowing that sixth was more than an hour behind me, so I just had to take it easy with nothing to lose and nothing to gain. I waved at the spectators who came out to see us, but to my surprise, I came in second for the stage, making it a Slovak 1-2.
He said after finishing in fifth place, equaling his best finish, which came back in 2012. The overall bike classification was won by Spain's Marc Coma. Dear listeners, but we have reached the end of the show. If you'd like any more information on the stories or people in today's program, or would just like to drop us a line, then write to us on englishsection@slovakradio.sk. Thanks to our technician today, Eva Medelska, for her expertise. See you next Thursday. Until you hear from me next time, do počuća.
You have been listening to Radio Slovakia International. Our address is Radio Slovakia International, Mytná 1, MYTNA 1. P.O. Box 55, 81755 Bratislava, Slovak Republic. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Radio Slovakia International, coming to you on the World Radio Network, on the web at wrn.org.
The World Radio Network brings together international public radio from all over the globe. Wherever you are in the world, you can hear award-winning feature programs.
Well, I left my home in the Everglades, down on the Okeechobee Ocean.
This is WRMI, Radio Miami International, Okeechobee, Florida, USA. Contact us at info@wrmi.net. Visit us on the web at www.wrmi.net. Or listen to us on your mobile phone by calling 1 for the U.S., 712-432-8868.